If this chapter did not exist, I may tell you from my autobiographical level that at one time when I studied philosophy, I had reached a conclusion that when I grow up and become adult, I started studying philosophy at the age of 15. By the age of 18, I had read quite a lot of it. And I had come to the conclusion that when I become adult, about 25, 30, 40, I will tell the world, do not teach philosophy to anybody. That was the conclusion to which I had reached, because there is no conclusion. Intellectual speculation is so wide, and there are so many alternative ways of thinking that you can never be sure as to what is really ultimately true. And if you don't have that conclusion, then what are you to do with it? It's all useless thinking. So I had come to the conclusion that I will advise everybody to stop philosophy altogether. It is at that time that I came to read The Life Divine. And when I read this chapter particularly, I was completely satisfied. And I said, now, if I have a chance to tell anybody that if you want to read the most intricate intellectuality on the subject of existence, I'll simply say, please read these 7 pages. You don't need to read anything else. Of course, these 7 pages contain a lot, which require a lot of background. Maybe 100 pages, 1,000 pages is a background, quite possible. But even this can be summarized. And what I'm doing with you is a kind of an impossible task, is to summarize the summaries of so many levels of thinking that, I read this chapter in about 2 hours at the time when I first studied this chapter. And I was so satisfied, and my experience was that I immediately attained to a complete stillness of thought after reading it. My mind was completely quiet. I was convinced God exists. And it was such a great relief. Shantam Siddhati Manaha. This is the one word expression which I expressed to myself at that time. This was in 1950. Shantam Siddhati Manaha. The mind sits silently. Now, this is only a part of the answer to your question, not a full answer. But let me continue. Since it's a very important question, I don't mind taking time on this. So, I would like to say, first of all, that considering the intellectual climate in which we are living, it would be a very good thing for most of the people of the world to understand what intellect is, what are the methods of intellectual thought, and how intellect has millions of ways of thinking, and how they can be summarized most quintessentially and arrive at a most convincing conclusion. If this can be done, it will be a great benefit to everybody. If this can be done, it's very difficult, but if this can be done, it will be a great benefit. And yet, this is not indispensable. If you don't do this, it is not as if you can't achieve God. There are many other methods of attaining God. If Sri Ramakrishna could live in God consciousness, being entirely illiterate or almost illiterate, surely you don't need to study all this at all. There is a way of knowing God. But for that, first of all, there is one great need. And this is now I'm expounding the method of devotion, which many people say it is a very easy method or comparatively easier method. And it is true, in a certain sense it is an easier method in a certain sense. But to certain mentalities, and particularly the mentality of the age in which we are living, this is a very difficult method. This is perhaps an easier method than that method for most of us who live in the world of intellectual age. Because first of all, in the method of devotion, the most important thing is faith. You should have an utter faith that God exists. Secondly, you should be really like a child. Utterly like a child, like an infant. An infant which does not even think whether mother exists or not. In his consciousness, mother is not even a questionable, there is not even a thinking proposition whether mother exists or not. It's taken for granted to a certain extent that the moment it cries, it knows there is answer. So you have to be like a small child, absolutely like a child. As Christ had said, it is only if you become like a child that you can enter into the kingdom of God. And that is entirely true. Even among children, there are two types of children of which Ramakrishna speaks. The cat child and the monkey child. And of these two, you have to be really like the cat child. The monkey child has at least to make an effort to catch at the breast of his mother. But the cat takes the child in its own mouth and carries. So the child has to do nothing. He simply carries. And it is true that God is really like that, basically. In fact, if you look at God really, if you ask the real experience of God, you really find that God is really like the cat mother. We are all in the mouths of our God, already. Only we don't realize, therefore we have problems. Otherwise, if you really know that we are in the mouth of God all the time, whether we know it or not, we are already there. And in a certain sense, you might say that even if you don't do anything at all, you will be looked after. It is a fact. Just as the cat child has to do nothing, it will be looked after. But tell me, how easy it is to do nothing? It is one of the most difficult things, to do nothing. But the moment you start doing, remember, you are deviated. You really arrive at a point of really doing nothing, nothing absolutely. Don't think, don't act, don't move. Absolutely doing nothing. It is said, you know, Sai Baba of Shirdi, one disciple went to him and said, "Tell me, what am I to do?" He wanted to do sadhana, so he said, "Tell me, what am I to do?" His answer was, "Nothing." And that was an extremely difficult task, to do nothing. But this is the real reality. God has a big mouth, in whose mouth we are all located. And God is moving. And we are taken by Him, wherever He wants to take us. So, we have to have faith, a living faith. We are to be like a child. We are to be like a cat child, which is absolutely sure that God is moving with us, and we simply have to do nothing at all. At all, at all. Now, if you can do it, you don't need to read this at all.